because of this kind of discussions and sometimes even we have other programs like Daura. You know, we have Daura for the sisters where we read fiqh books, history, fiqh, and all this sort of thing. We have also for children.
The participation of women and their contribution to the advancement of the Islamic movement of Nigeria is very important. They are usually present in all key events of the movement.
Right from the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, he made women and men to be equal. He said they are equal in the face of Allah. The only one who is more exalted is the one who is fearful of Allah. So this is it. There is nothing difference between the outlook, the way Shia Islam look at women or the way Islam look at women. It is all the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, right from the beginning, this is the kind of training he gave to his followers, that men and women are equal. And there is nothing different, you know. So this is the kind of training that our Sheikh also gave us. Right from the beginning of this movement, he showed us that, in fact, there is no way that society can change except with when men and women work together, because women are half of the society. So there is no way you can change a society without having the other half participating fully. And in fact, he even encourages us to put more effort even than the men, because he always gives us example of the struggle of the Imam Khomeini in Iran. How Imam, if you listen to the speeches of Imam, if you read his speeches, you see the kind of encouragement he gave to women. To the extent that in the Islamic Revolution in Iran, it was the women, the courage of the women that brought the men out.
There is no doubt that year after year, the membership of the Islamic movement of Nigeria continues to grow. More and more people are joining the movement. Al-Mizan is the Hausa language newspaper published by the Islamic movement of Nigeria for the propagation of its religious philosophy and current issues affecting its members and the Muslim Ummah in Nigeria.
It started actually as not as a newspaper as such. It started as some tracts of articles. Even though at the past we attempted to make a magazine, not a news magazine, just articles on Islam called Al-Mizan, but it did never seen the light of the day. So tracks started with, you know, carrying some issues. Then later on it was put in the form of a newspaper. And then we made it as a matter of policy that we should remain a newspaper for all our readers, even irrespective of religion. We just report what is newsworthy, anything newsworthy. You can see that it has columns even on sports, politics, everything. It's anything newsworthy. At the same time, we also put across the message, which is essentially the main reason why the newspaper come out, to send out our own message to the public. All right. And also, to also address the views of the readers.
Despite censorship and attempts to silence the paper, it has continued to appear on newsstands. There was a recent crackdown by security operatives resulting in the arrest of two Al-Mizan journalists. Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki says the authorities must understand that the movement does not belong to an individual.
What they think is that nobody should say anything when they do anything. And sometimes a lot of people keep quiet on so many issues, but they find that there are some quarters which do not keep quiet. Even if others would, this quarters has never kept quiet, and they can never kept us silent. Never, never. We will never be silent. There is no way they can think that they can do anything and simply nobody will say anything. And never, and this is they make a grievous mistake, because they think that it is some individuals they will hunt. They don't understand that it is a sort of belief which has exponents which run into their generations, If you arrest someone, it doesn't matter. You arrest the freedom. It is still there. There are other people who will continue doing it. At least they have known that at one time they did everything they could for 2 consecutive years. They have not silenced that newspaper. It has not been off a circulation even 1 week with all this ruthless crackdown during Abacha regime. Of course, there are rules. We do not accept abuses. You cannot try it and abuse somebody or intimidate someone and expect to be written. But even if you criticize us, you see, we will write it for you. And we have been writing, people write to criticize us, and still we air it as news.
The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says the movement believes in living in peace with all its neighbors. It has always preached peaceful coexistence as a cardinal principle. Sheikh Zakzaki says his movement does not have any problem with the authorities.
We on our own side, we have no rift with anybody. But we know some people react differently to things they are opposed to. Or we do not say that everyone should agree with us. We have our own ideas. Not everybody agrees with our own ideas. And we acknowledge that. And we think that what we should do is to have a sort of forum where we exchange views, all right? Rather than say that you should come and join me or I should come and join you. You have yours, I have mine. But at least there are areas where we agree upon. Let us meet there. And that's why we provided for a platform we call Unity Week. For example, every year we gather people who come and give different lectures on different understandings. There are, apart from Salafi, there are also the Sufi and Salafi.
Nigerian society generally is faced by a crisis, economic crisis. And the tendency is always that whenever you have crisis like that, you have a number of reserved army, people ready to be recruited for whatever. You understand? So the strategy by this movement is always to go as far as reaching out to understand the problems of people and to attempt to solve this problem by bringing people together as a community. If you look at it now, in when Ibrahim Azakzaki moved to his own house in Gelesu, what he did was to provide protection around that area. They created gates around the whole area. And they have people who are guarding this gate. Whenever there's any problem anywhere around this area, you will never see problem in that place. So in a way, and both Christians and Muslims enjoyed that protection. So it is in a way making people to understand, yes, we are people that are for you. Do you get the point? And that is really help making people to have certain feelings toward the movement.
About 34 years after Schism started in Nigeria, experts posited that it has drawn membership from many segments of human endeavor. The future, according to Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki, looks very bright.
We have a status quo, and we are not happy with the status quo. We have challenged it. We say it is bad. It needs to be done away with, and something else should replace it. Call it anything you like. If you said, for example, knows that there's corruption. Whenever we use the word corruption, people think of it in terms of financial corruption. But there is corruption in everything. Even morally, a lot of people are corrupt. The change of character. A lot of people think of revolution as a change of government. Change of government is not synonymous with revolution. Revolution means change of mind, change of attitude. People have one set of ideas and they behave in one way, and they change those set of ideas and behave in a different way. In other words, you change the mind of the man. not that you take a gun and force him to do one thing. That's no revolution. Revolution is not by force. People voluntarily change.
Sheikh Zakzaki says there are certain principles that are for everyone and not for Muslims alone.
As you can see, there is the training is always put emphasis on morale. On morale. Even if you are not a Muslim, we do not necessarily say you have to be a Muslim if you are not one. All right, you can profess any religion of your choice, but there is what is called conscience is for everybody. There is what is called morale is for everyone. There is also what is called justice is for everyone. It is not confined to a particular religion, but we choose. One might say, okay, why are you not preaching this thing? Not only on platform of religion. Come and preach it on universal platform. Someone, we delivered one lecture in, I think it was Ida Polytechnic some years back. And someone, a Christian, was saying that he agreed with the lecture, but he said, why do we insist that we do it on the platform of Islam? We said the reason why we do it is because we draw our moral teaching from there.
So many youths, especially youths, moving towards that same. So they have good strategy of getting to people. And there are people also who believe that they can subdue their own beliefs. They can subdue it and be with you and be getting you closer and closer and be telling you what they're after. But essentially, their program of contributing money and executing some project, which is their own, I think is doing a lot in getting people into the movement. It's more of trying to get people to know that, we can build a community. And this is an Islamic community. And so easily people get into it and then you see it growing.